Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gaur Chisate. Chief Minister Nipuryo is on a two-day visit to Vijayanagar, Karnataka. He is accompanied by a delegation of senior dignitaries from the state, including advisor to the Chief Minister, Abu Mehta. Upon his arrival yesterday, the Chief Minister was welcomed by JSW Foundation Chairperson Sangeeta Jindal. In a social media post, Mr. Yu stated that his visit aims to explore opportunities in sports, industry and culture. He also noted that the visit reflects the state's focus on youth empowerment, sports excellence and future-ready development. The Chief Minister and his delegation will hold discussions and deliberations with JSW and IIS on future strategic developmental partnerships, sports collaborations, art residencies and cultural opportunities, among other areas. They will also tour JSW's major industrial and cultural facilities, including Kaladam and the Vijayanagar Steel Plant. Besides, Mr. Yu will also interact with athletes from the NSL Youths team who are undergoing high-performance training at JSW's Inspire Institute of Sports. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma has called on the youth of the Northeast to set clear goals, believe in their potential and embrace entrepreneurship. Addressing the inaugural of the 5th Regional Youth Convention 2025 at the Mary Help of Christians Cathedral, Kohima last evening, Mr. Conrad said the Northeast as youngest regions in the country holds immense potential and urged the youth to have a purpose and a goal with a clear target to achieve.
So I urge all of you that number one, make sure that as a youth, you must have a purpose and a goal in front so that you are having a target on where you want to go.
Stating that over-reliance on reservation may limit ambition, the Meghalaya Chief Minister emphasized that the youth of the Northeast must go beyond the mindset of reservation. He said it is not about removing reservation, but believing that they can compete with the best in the country and the world.
But I'm saying the mindset of being able to believe that you can compete with the best in the country and in the world, I would want our youth to have that challenge.
Mentioning that Meghalaya has one of the biggest entrepreneurship programs, he believed that the best way forward for the state and region is to encourage entrepreneurship and appealed to the youth of the state and the Northeast to pursue entrepreneurship, calling it the key to the region's future. On the occasion, he also released a photo album of the Northeastern Regional Youth Commission, Indian Catholic Youth Movement Northeast. The Meghalaya Chief Minister also surprised the audience with a performance of the Beatles' classic Let It Be. Meghalaya Chief Minister and National People's Party NPP President Conrad K. Sangma highlighted the NPP's steady growth and emerging role in national politics despite significant challenges, addressing the NPP Nagaland State Executive Committee meeting in Kohima late last night. Mr. Sangma said, despite all odds, the NPP continues to rise and has made a mark in national politics, something no one imagined. He admitted that the journey has not been smooth and has had its share of turbulence, but the party has endured. He observed that political dynamics in the Northeast regions are shifting, creating new opportunities, and urged that the NPP must seize them. Calling for unity and active participation, Mr. Sangma appealed to party workers to stay connected with the people and ensure that the party remains rooted in public concerns. During the meeting, NPP councillors, President NPWF and 16 new members, including 10 former Congress leaders and 6 from the BJP, were felicitated. Deputy Chief Minister of Nagaland Y. Patton yesterday offered his condolences by visiting the family of the former Chief Minister of Gujarat, Vijay Rupani, who tragically passed away in an airplane crash that occurred in Ahmedabad. During his visit, Mr. Patton met Anjali Rupani, their son, daughter-in-law and other family members and relatives. He shared in their grief and extended his heartfelt sympathy on the untimely demise of Mr. Rupani. During the interaction, Mr. Patton recalled his personal association with Mr. Rupani, expressing that the sudden loss in the recent air tragedy has left a deep void. The East Dimapur Town Council has directed all service providers to remove unused and abandoned cable wires by July 31 to ensure public safety and prevent hazards. The council noted that unattended overhead and underground cables are obstructing public spaces and posing risk to pedestrians, vehicles and maintenance workers. It stated that no new cable installations will be allowed without prior approval. It also cautioned that non-compliance will result in penalties, removal of infrastructure to add the default discourse and potential legal action under relevant municipal laws. The council further urged all stakeholders to cooperate in the interest of public safety and infrastructure maintenance. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20. Have a nice day.